last time you guys played the Rams, the captain should be there with Odell and some players that are still on that team. Were you say anything to him ahead of time to remind him, or are you concerned about that at all?
No, we're just focused on playing a solid game of football overseas right now.
How is Odell's hip?
He didn't practice today. He was out today. He's pretty sore.
Are you concerned he'll miss the game?
I'll take it day by day.
Do you have to do anything different on the flight over as far as these guys that are injured, who, you know, to avoid them stiffening up or, you know, experiencing any setbacks?
They'll have plenty of room. We're going to move them up as far as we can on the plane and give them plenty of room to get their rest.
With a guy like Odell, when he's battling something, do you have to make different game plans depending on whether he can play or not, or how does that work?
You know, we have a plan for the opponent, and there's always contingency plans or if someone can't go.
How did Eli have to about
this? He moved around well. He was limited, but he moved around well on the work he got.
What about Burhe?
Burhe, not so well. We had to pull him early.
So that would make Sunday?
He was limited.
So he's back in the protocol then?
He was limited, and yes, he's still in the protocol.
He left early because of...
He never got to a contact practice.
He left early because of... What made him leave early? Headaches or...
He was still in the protocol.
Zach Gialsi?
Zach did not practice.
When you decided to fly over there on the Thursday afternoon, why'd you make that choice rather than earlier in the week?
We wanted to get our heavy lifting done early, get on a normal week at the beginning of the week, get plenty of rest in, give them an opportunity to get ahead of the game as far as that goes, and then battle through our fresh Friday over there.
Coach, what's your concern about? Do you have concerns about jet lag?
No.
Coach, concerning the NFL in London, how do you think the game has grown internationally over years, and do you believe we'll ever see the day where there is a full-time team in London?
You know, you never say never. You hear talk about it. I'm sure there are plans in place if it ever does get to that, but it's still early for that.
Ben, six games, just been your thoughts on Janoris and how he's played. Jeff Fisher said he thinks he's playing as well as any quarter in the sport.
No, he's playing good football. He's aggressive. He's a competitor. Everything is advertised. The thing that surprises you is you really don't know what a guy's like till you get him in here. And he's a tremendous leader, a tremendous example for the young players.
And with some of the injuries you've had in the secondary, how important has he been?
Yeah, I mean, he's playing great football right now, so he's been important for the whole team.
What kind of problems can Aaron Donald create for an offensive line?
He's very quick, athletic. His first step is it's hard to find in another three technique in the league. He's very twitchy. You have to account for him in the pass game.
Coach, as someone who's seen a lot of quarterbacks over the years, what can you say about the play of Case Keenum so far this season?
He looks like he found his rhythm.
How much is Donald the guy that teams double and triple from what you've seen when you watch the film?
Yeah, usually, a three technique, he's a guy that in pass protection, he's on the guard pretty much one-on-one, but you'll see the centers or tackles use a drag hand to try to get three hands on him quite a bit.
Ben, I know you said that you want to stay committed to the run, but at some point, do you have to move away from it, given the lack of success?
Never.
What do you think has been the issue with the run?
We just need to improve. We've had a couple down weeks. Confident in the guys to step it up this week. Again, it's not just the offensive line. It's a combination of everything, play caller included, and we all have to get it going.
You've run a lot, even by the goal line, with three wide receivers. What's your thinking with doing that by the goal line?
I'll just create extra gaps.
Why wouldn't it be better to create extra gaps with bigger guys? And when you're new, I'm talking goal line specifically.
Yeah. We try to get the best players on the field to create the best matchups we can. It's a matchup league.
You still have Jennings on the injury report, and of course he came back last week. I mean, what have you seen from him? Has he had a setback, or are you just taking it slow with getting him back into the flow?
Yeah, we're just taking it slow with him. We want to be smart and limit his exposure.
I don't think Orleans played a snap the other day. Is that just a game-by-game type of thing he was playing time?
Yes.
Certainly
he wasn't a huge part of special teams either, which he was beforehand what went into that decision.
Take it game-by-game.
It seems when teams are playing the Rams, they're telling, you know, Gurley's not going to beat us. I mean, is that what you've seen they're limiting the running
game?
Yeah,
teams are loading the box. He's a very talented back. He's a guy that you definitely don't want to get a full head of steam going. He can lower the shoulder, lower the boom on you. He can also make you miss. Very talented player.
Just circling back to Odell real quick. Is it just the same thing from the game, the hip pointer, or did something new happen that caught him?
No, same thing from the game.
And the Rams do have a reputation of being kind of chippy. Have you seen that in the tapes from this year?
No, they look like a sound football team. I don't see any extracurriculars on tape, no.
Is there, with Odell, you say he's really sore, is there a concern this is going to linger?
No, again, we'll take it day by day. He's with the trainers today, and we'll see how he responds when he gets up in the morning tomorrow.
With him in particular, do you need him to practice throughout the week in order to get him on the field for the game, or you? I know we've asked you this before.
No, if he's ready to play in the game, he'll play in the game.
Ben, between the London trip, which do you think is a bigger adjustment for the players, the mental or the physical, given that there can be distraction from making the trip, and why do you think so?
I think it's focus. I think we have to make sure we dial in on the work that we're doing here and not think about the trip ahead. Make sure we get our normal down to distance work done today and our situational football done tomorrow. That's the biggest thing is our focus and make sure we're in the moment.
And then by the time they actually get to London and they actually kick it off, is all of that behind them and everything is ready to go?
The plan's in. It'll be a mental day, a focus and concentration day on Friday, and then we'll get some speed work and launch on Saturday.
You gonna do full pads tomorrow like you usually do, or are you gonna go lighter before you travel?
No, we'll pull the pads off tomorrow. We'll be smart with our repetitions and our time on the field.
A guy like Sensabaugh, who was just there, can you glean anything from him?
He's doing a nice job adjusting to what we're asking him to do, and that's our focus.